Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, what's driving Google into car design and rebuilding your credit? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Google's new prototype driverless car looks like a goofy cartoon contraption, but it's a good bet the internet giant is not searching for a way to enter the auto industry.
I think what they're mostly interested in is getting their software into the cars that are built by other manufacturers, because that's where the money is. And I think the last thing Google actually wants to do is manufacture cars.
Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman says this latest effort by Google may be an attempt to boost one of its other features into more automobiles.
But I have a feeling they're also working really hard to refine their mapping, since Google is a leader in digital mapping. That's one thing that's essential to self-driving cars, and that is something where Google has a lead.
Many automakers already have technology that's the basis for self-driving, like rear impact sensors, automated braking systems, and more.
Self-driving cars are sort of coming out very incrementally without anybody really noticing. This is happening without Google, so that's why it seems to me that Google's big play here is in the software they want to have in cars.
As we continue, fixing credit problems.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
If you have credit problems, you're probably wondering what you can do and how long it will take to fix them. We turn to Credit.com's Adam Levin to explain rebuilding your credit.
Many of us have or will have credit problems at one point or another in our lives. Maybe you've missed some payments. Maybe you've applied for too many credit cards, or maybe you've maxed out your credit cards. On the other hand, maybe there's a mistake on your credit report. Check those reports for free once a year at annualcreditreport.com and monitor your credit scores for any sudden, unexplained charges. If there's a mistake, dispute it with the credit bureaus and get it fixed. On the other hand, if your credit's in trouble because of mistakes you've made, there are some things you can do to help raise your score pretty quickly. If you've regularly maxed out your cards, stop. Credit scores are based in part on how much of your available credit you're actually using. It's best to use no more than 10% of your available credit at any time. Pay off your credit cards immediately, before you even get your statements, to keep that usage low. If you do, you'll see an improvement in your credit scores quickly, probably within the first month. Beyond that, pay your bills on time. If you miss payments or an account goes into collections, that negative information can stay on your credit report for years. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at Credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.